Hey, what's up, guys? New episode here. Just want to keep you guys updated what's happening. Today is the first official day. I do not have a corporate job. I am working at this 24/7, working for myself. I am scared shitless. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to make the best of it. I just want to talk about the seasons. The seasons are really, really important. You got to really understand that people are buying items based on the season, based on, what is in demand at that time. Right now it's summer, so hot things, of course, are going to be like things that you find a lot. You're going to be able to sell a lot are going to be like strollers. That's good. Coolers are always good. Solid thing. Things that won't sell are going to be like heaters, like little portable heaters. What else? You know, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I really don't know. Now, there's also times where selling is going to be great, and then selling is going to be fucking horrible. The great time, of course, and this is basically every businessman knows this, tax season. Tax season is just like you can't keep the stuff in the garage more than a day because it's already gone. Like, that's how quick shit sells. So that's what you want to take into a part. So like, if you're like, oh damn, like I'm not selling a lot, whatever, don't sweat it. Just like understand that like it's just how it is. It's gonna balance itself out. Big thing. And lawnmowers, I swear, lawnmowers are such a solid like item. You sell them for $80 if they work. The problem is sometimes they don't work. If you know how to fix them, that's insane. Because I'll probably find maybe four, and then maybe one out of those four works. I have one in the garage that works, actually. I'm gonna go post that right now. Seasons are big. Just the way the game is. And for me now, I am just trying to figure out the science. When to post, how to post, the best times. Now that I'm literally free to do it all day, like I just, I'm still thinking about that. It's still day one, so I'm still like panicking in my head. But there's no time to panic. I gotta sell. I gotta pay my bills. But yeah, seasons are super important. Just kind of understand when you find something. Just try. I mean, of course, like Christmas lights, right? You're gonna find that a lot, especially after Christmas or before Christmas. When it's Christmas time, you see them, just like immediately post that crap, because the thing is with Christmas, and any type of like those holidays where you have decorations and stuff, before and after is usually when you find like the most of it. Before and after is it's crunch time for that, because a lot of people, especially like these rich neighborhoods, they throw away like all their Christmas lights and they buy new ones. I don't know why, but I'm not gonna complain. So like when it's Christmas time, you'll literally just find boxes of amazing, like these things work perfectly, Christmas lights. Grab them, post them. Same thing with Halloween. You'll find them before Halloween. People are trying to, you know, get rid of their decorations they've been using for the last 5 years to buy new ones. It's just the way the game is. And of course, after. Now, after is a little bit different. Basically, if you find Christmas lights after Christmas, I don't know. I haven't tried it too many, and even if I did, like, I don't remember. But I wouldn't think that it would be too in demand, because like Christmas, a lot of people don't have money after, of course. Any holiday, like I said, you're gonna find that stuff before. That's the time to capitalize. But after, chances are you're not gonna be able to sell it because no one really wants it anymore. That's why it's crunch time. Once you find it, you're like immediately testing it out, immediately posting it, because it's on a time crunch. You gotta hurry that up, like get that stuff sold. I always thought it would be a good idea to like buy stuff from China. Christmas lights, Easter like signs on
whatever, July 4th, some type of July 4th, you know. I just think that those week or so, maybe not buying a lot just because you don't want to have it in, like, storage for a whole year. But just having it, because, like, you don't understand, that stuff is in high demand in those points. Like, people don't have money to buy brand new stuff. And because, like, Christmas lights are expensive. Like, people, if you are living, like, paycheck to paycheck, like most of us, like, you buying used, a whole box of used Christmas lights for $20 is a steal and you are happy. I don't know why, but, like, when I talk to people about this, like, what I do, they're always like, why would people want to buy other people's used stuff? But that's just perspective right there. You're just not putting yourself in your shoes. Like, you understand, the people I'm asking are, like, my friends where, like, they don't have kids, they don't have a mortgage. You know, they don't have money, but they're not, like, sweating it, like, when it comes to those times, because it's not like, you know, they're going to decorate their college apartment, right? The reason I feel like I'm really good at this is because I can put myself in the shoes of the customer, and I know my customer. My customer is not a rich person. My customers are all poor, just like me. I just know them. Like, it took time, you know, while you're delivering in neighborhoods, you're like, oh man, this person lives in, like, a crappy place. You're talking to the people, they're super personable. They usually have kids. It's the same thing over and over again that I'm just, like, kind of observing. So understand that, like, if you're selling this stuff to on a used basis, you're selling it to people that can't afford brand new stuff. And don't ever say, oh, this is disgusting, I, you know, no one's gonna buy this, people are gonna buy it, trust me. Yeah, so right now I don't think there's a holiday coming up, but it's summer. It's coming slowly down to you know, closing for summer, but it's still summer. So a lot of things are going, like I said, is just, like, things that are taken outside, umbrellas and chairs and stuff like that. All right, guys, you guys remember the words, the four most important words in the world? Let's make that money. And I'm going to keep you guys updated about how I'm stressing over my life right now. But. I'm dying on my own sword. Oh God, I hope I don't. I guess that's a saying. I'm dying on my own sword. Whatever. I'm doing it on my own without a boss. I'm not waiting for a paycheck. I'm doing this by myself. And if all fails, I go back to corporate and I say, fuck, like, I'm not designed to work by myself. Or this shit works out and I never have to go back to corporate. Maybe for, like, a part-time job just to be able to kind of, like, get some experience from other things, or just, like, have fucking human contact, because I'm in my house like a fucking mole rat all day. But we'll just keep you guys updated. I hope you guys are excited to kind of follow this journey, because I'm scared as fuck. All right, guys, let's do this.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.